Good morning. This is WKNR AM-FM Dearborn with offices in the Sheraton Cadillac Hotel, Detroit. WKNR is owned and operated by the NOR Broadcasting Corporation.
WKNR, Keener 13, going places, doing things, WKNR.
Now hear the detergent show.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Doo-dee-doo-bee-doo,
at Strangers of the Night, Frank Sinatra here, 10 minutes after 5, WKNR time. And we're underway here on the Purton Show. Temperature's 46. And I see I got the wrong schedule in front of me. I got Saturday scheduled. So, wait a minute. Well, we haven't got any commercials anyway, right? This time of the morning. Every now and then they sneak a Henry's. Oh, Henry. On the show, but that's about all. What am I tired? Vey. Or as someone I know says, Veyoy. Couldn't remember which way it went. Well, I'd say we have Prayer Town coming up here. It's 10 minutes after. You know how high it's going to be today, temperature-wise? 85, apparently, near 85. Mostly sunny and warmer today. Fair the remainder tonight. Looks like a nice morning already. Temperature's 46 as of right now.
Now, on Keener 13,
more nonstop music with Dick Burton.
Glue.
kind of loved by the mind benders here on the show. It's almost 19 after 5. 19 almost after 5. Did you see Mrs. Miller last night, huh? The Ed Solomon Show, wasn't she great? She sang a lot of different songs, and we will have, incidentally, for those of you who might have missed the show, a rerun in videotape of the program this morning on the Purton Show. It'll be showing the videotape of it. So this should really be something, and I hope you guys are really enjoying it. I just noticed here that only got one record player that works this morning, eh? I know the engineer who just walked out will be shocked to hear that. Hey, Don. Hello, Don. I believe I'm talking to the engineer here, John. Not you, John. Don? Yeah, Don. We're on the radio. Record player doesn't go. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Don, the record player doesn't go. Okay, and we're here. Oh, well, it's a lucky thing it didn't, too. He's on the wrong side of the Nancy Ames record on, I see. Don, I don't seem to be getting any action at all out of the record player, as they say in the biz. What do you think? Well, let's try it. Well, there it is. What do you know? Hey. Good tape ready to go. So I hope your eyes are not too blurry this morning and that you'll be up and at 'em and ready to watch this thing. It's a 5:20. If you weren't there, boy, if you didn't see it, if you didn't have your Mrs. Miller button on and sit in the living room or the bathroom or wherever you have your television set and just more or less take a look at this thing. It was just fantastic. She had a very pretty black gown, as you'll be able to see. And she was really good. She did the whole thing, and oh, I was very, very happy for her. And I know all her fans in Detroit were, too. Sunny and warm today. Get this high near 85. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're ready to roll this thing now, the videotape. So make sure you're... This is in color, incidentally. So if you have a color receiver, make sure the color button is on. And let's rerun the part of the Ed Sullivan Show last night. This is where Mrs. Miller was on. And we hope we'll show this maybe in segments because it is semi-lengthy. All right, now roll the set. Are you ready? Here we go. As you can see there and hear, of course, she's singing A Hard Day's Night. Isn't that fantastic? Look at the sequins on the gown and how they're shimmering in the light. The audience loves it. You can just plainly see that. See that audience shot there. Look at him hand clap. Look at Ed Sullivan off of the wigs. He loves it too. Sing an album. Isn't that... No, listen here.
Now, there's only one problem that I've had in my short professional career. I'm constantly mistaken for Petula Clark.
She's constantly mistaken for Petula Clark.
It's because people have had so much success with this song.
I was going to sing Downtown. Well, good. Well, listen, let's stop the machine. All right, John, wasn't that something? I only hope that the people weren't a little too blurry-eyed to see the videotape in color, incidentally, of last night's Ed Solomon Show, where Mrs. Miller sang some of her hit songs. I was so pleased. I just pleased as punch. How about you, John? Did you see it?
I was in bed.
Were you in bed already, John? Well, haven't you ever heard of a tummy TV or anything like that?
No,
oh, boy. John, what time
I'm
did you
depraved.
Go to... What?
I'm depraved because I'm deprived.
Yeah. John's got a tummy radio, huh? What time did you go to bed? 8 o'clock?
Yes.
8 o'clock, John. How do you do it? How do you get all that sleep? 8 to 4. That's 8 hours sleep. Well, you must be groggy with sleep. Isn't that amazing? Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. We'll show that again in case you missed it later on. Maybe your eyes were too blurry or something. It's 26 after the Vogues here. Temperature's 46, and the time is 5:29. 5:29 on the Keener clock, and time to get your head out of bed.
This is Keener. WKNR, AM and FM Dearborn. Offices in the Sheraton Cadillac, Detroit.
WKNR Weather Tower.
All right, are you ready for this? Here's the weather now. The high today will be near 85. Fair the remainder of tonight, mostly sunny and warmer. Showers and thunder showers, likely Monday night. Here is the percentage of probability rain-wise, which is something they have started here. Remainder of tonight, or in other words, this morning, less than 5%. So apparently no rain this morning. And then this afternoon and today, in other words, the probability of rain will be 10%. Tonight, probability 40%. So if it's going to rain, probably be tonight. Sunny and warmer today, high near 85, and that is the temperature as of right now. The temperature is 46 as of right now, but the forecast calls for a high of 85. 5:30 on the clock in Detroit, down at Fort Knox. This is about getting out of bedtime.
All the people in this town.
Those are the Shy Guys, the Going Wonders from Oak Park, as we humorously call them, and the one called We Gotta Go. It's 27 till 6 o'clock, WKNR time. Friendly disc jockey in the small house, halfway at the block. Juan Marichal, I just look here at the sports here, has a 0.69 earned run average a season. Isn't that amazing? 0.69. And Cassius Clay is going to set up a bum of the month. We'll get to that. We had the Tigers beating Baltimore 3-2 yesterday, so they're in second place. Cleveland won a doubleheader, though, so they're 2.5 games on front. We'll get to all the sports in just a second. It's 27 minutes till 6 o'clock, WKNR time, 27 to 6. And we wanted to wish, we got a note in the mail here to, who the devil was it here? Let me see. I can never find these things after I get them. Rodney Corthmore, I think is the name. Rodney Corthmore from River Rouge. Want to wish him a birthday today. He just happened to send in. He didn't send in, but his girlfriend did. And so we'll take this opportunity to wish Rodney a very, very happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Elva. Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, done by the Tijuana Brass, called Magic Trumpet. There are so many, many good songs in this thing. Every single one. Boy, oh boy, what a sound, huh? What a sound, what money. 24 to go here till 6, 24 to 6. And John Maher, ladies and gentlemen, bringing you all the news to us in just a little while, about 8 minutes from now. Right now, however, it's sports time, so we'll get it on.
WKNR, Keener 13. Sports go.
In the National League, Philadelphia 6, Houston 1, Pittsburgh 4, Los Angeles 0, St. Louis 4, Cincinnati 3, San Francisco beat the Mets in the first 5-0. Juan Marichal won his eighth game without a loss. In the second game, the Mets beat San Francisco 7-2. Atlanta beat the Cubs in the first 5-2, and the second the Cubs 4, Atlanta 3. In the American League, the Tigers defeated Baltimore 3-2, and I haven't got any details in that game. I don't know what happened. I was out playing my own baseball game yesterday. Boston 5, Kansas City 1. Cleveland defeated Chicago twice, 3-2 and 4-1. The Yankees took Minnesota twice, 5-3 and 2-1. So after Mr. Houck has taken over, the Yankees have won 11 out of 14. Washington and California split, with the Senators taking the first 6-2, dropping the nightcap 2-1. So they always say in baseball, don't they, dropping the nightcap? Let's see here. Juan Marichal's earned run average now is 0.69. He's won 8 games in a row, beat the Mets yesterday for the 15th time. He has yet to lose to them. And Cassius Clay says he will set up a bum of the month club and fight a different guy each month. Next opponent probably will be Germany's Carl Mildenberger. Hey, Mildenberger. And apparently a member of course, Scott Regan's Burger Club. And Clay, speaking after one day of a 6-round TK over England's Henry Cooper, said he is thinking of setting up, in his words, a bum of the month club in which he would take on challengers at the rate of one a month, all bums. How about Phil? It's 22 minutes to 6, and the Tigers are off today. Only one American League game, Washington and Kansas City at Washington. That'll be a winning game, won't it? In the National League, Atlanta plays Cincinnati, Philadelphia, and Houston, Los Angeles at home against Pittsburgh, and that's it.
All the good sports are on WKNR, Keener 13.
Well, we had this good-looking blonde girl, I understand, good-looking blonde girl from the northwest side of town, a real hot ticket call-up, and asked for this one the other day, so we'll get it on again. Phil Nye's wife. Lonnie Dove sings.
Pretend my kisses are new. As perfect strangers would do. Why should
Start All Over Again by the great Ronnie Dove. Thank you, Ronnie. It's 19, almost 18, to go till 6 o'clock. 18 to 6, and you're still in bed. Don, can you imagine that? Don Oswald, one of our fine engineers here, just yawning. Can you imagine that, though? 18 to 6, and you're still in bed. Boy, I can't imagine how people can let their lives run away without them. Well, it's going to be a big week for some of you folks out there. I've really got some great news for you listeners who like to travel and see interesting and exciting places, especially places that very few people have ever been to or seen before. Now, if this sounds like your cup of tea, all right, listen to this, my friend. All right, my friend, listen to this. This next Saturday afternoon, I plan to charter a tour bus for a trip to downtown Detroit, in particular to the Penobscot Building. Now, you may think, oh, here we go again, you know, another tour of the top of the Penobscot Building. But no, sir, not this time. Anybody and everybody has toured the top of the Penobscot Building at one time or another, so we intend to tour the ground floor of the building, including stops at some of the more popular elevators, both local and express, and look around at the Doubleday Bookstore, where, incidentally, you'll be able to peruse the bookshelves, and looking for smutty books so we can all contribute in some small way to the success of Councilwoman Mary Beck's anti-girly magazine and book committee. And we'll also visit the ground floor side of the electrical outlet where the Penobscot ball light cord is plugged in. Very few people have even thought about that or knew there was one, but there is. That's this Saturday, and we'll have more information on that coming up. So I hope you folks out there in Radio Land will stay tuned. 17 minutes to 6 here. Rain probability today will be 10%, and then tonight 40%. So your guess is as good as mine. Incidentally, I forgot to tell you, the high today will be near 85.
On Keener 13.
More nonstop music with Dick Burton.
The More I See You, done by Chris Montez. Well, let's see. It's 7 minutes to 6, WKNR time, 7 to 6. And how's the traffic out there today? I guess all right, this time of the morning. How things at Bloody Telegraph. Sounds like a drink. Let's see. We have a high today of 85. Would you believe that? 85, near 85, anyway. Sunny and warmer today. And probability of rain, 5% this morning, 10% this afternoon, and 40% tonight. So it may rain tonight, I guess. It's 6 minutes to 6, WKNI time, on the pertinent way to start today.
WKNR,
Keener 13. Time to announce our winner in the Mr. Miller sing-along contest. You see Elva on television last night. Wasn't she great? Honest to Pete. She really tears me up. What a beautiful girl. She's very good looking. Looking so fine, I thought as she stood there. In case you missed it, we showed the videotape earlier, incidentally, of the show. We'll get it on again this morning. But standing there, and I think she was nervous, too. But she looked so great, so resplendent, so beautifully gowned. She had a black sequined gown on her that glimmered, you know. And, of course, with her gorgeous schoolgirl figure somewhere beneath that fat, she really looked very, very precious. It's 5 minutes to six here. Now it's time for our winning announcement of the Mr. Miller Sing-Along Contest, ladies and gentlemen. The winner is Mrs. Clendenin of Wayne. And I don't know her first name. I don't believe I know it. Mrs. Clendenin of Wayne is our winner. Now, she composed and recorded a song. And, of course, I am a little chagrined to play this thing back to you, to tell you the truth, whatever that word means, because of the fact that the song is about me, and this seems a little bit phony, you know. But after all, this is the song that did have the most originality to it, the most imagination, and she did a nice job singing it, too. It was on a tape recorder, and she held the phone up to her home tape recorder, and she herself wrote it and recorded it. And we'd like to play it for you right now.
Fine, here we go. What is it? Are you going to sing it yourself?
No, I got another recorder.
Oh, okay, fine. Go right ahead.
Here we go.
Can hear it.
And we'll receive a Jaguar XKE windshield wiper, and our best wishes to Mrs. Clendenin, her husband, and her family of three. Here's the new record by B.J. Thomas called Mama. It's almost 3 minutes away from 6 o'clock.
Who's the one who tied your shoe when you were young and knew just when to come and see what you had done, Mama? Oh, Mama. And who's the one who patched your eye and told you not to cry cause he was too big for you to try? It was Mama, oh Mama. And who's the one who gave a shoulder when you told her your first love was over? She'd met someone older, Mama, Mama. It was Mama.
Mama by B.J. Thomas. Thank you. On the Purton Show. May rain today, but not too much, I don't think. I mean, the chance of rain is less than 50%, even tonight when they say 40%, today 10%, and this morning 5%. You know what I'm talking about? Those are probabilities of rain, that may rain and may not. So, let's see here. Hello, John. John Maher just walking in, ladies and gentlemen, bringing all my fan mail into me. Hello, John. Thank you. Okay, here in the studio. Let me take a look here, John. Let me see that one. Wait a minute. Well, John, you didn't have to throw all the mail at me.
That's air mail.
That's air mail. Saw that in Bozo the Clown yesterday. It's 6 o'clock here, WKNR time. WKNR time, the Curtin Show, the Curtin here, Agent 004 FN. The temperature's 46. The winds are no more rock'em sock'em type of music or something. And perhaps a little longer hair, and that'll make him sound better to all the girls. 4 minutes after 6:04, temperature is 46, the winds are calm, which my stomach was, and humidity is 89, fair tonight, what is this?
but I forecast, and they still considered 5 to 6 a.m. part of last night. So mostly sunny and warmer today, and a high near 85, and maybe a little bit of rain, but the chances are against it.
Keener, the top-down sound of WKNR, Keener.
Ray Coyle is our Keener word today, and we have no good guy today on account of one of our secretaries forgot. She's so lovely, though, it's hard to chew her out. Here's the new one by the Outsiders. Done by Gary Lewis of the Playboy.
Keener 13.
More nonstop music with Dick Burton.
Thank you.
When a Man Loves a Woman, done by the great Percy Sludge here on the Purton Show. Now, we'll have a replay, a videotape replay. Mrs. Miller on television last night, the other day of the Americans, that's right, the old Roy Orbison song.
I was all right.
Crying by whoever they are. Dick Purton here defending the 5 to 9 a.m. hours each morning on KNR at 629. More.
Number 11 spoonful, did you ever have to make up your mind? It's 4 minutes to 7. WKNR time. Dive out of those Grosse Pointe PJs. Later on this morning, we'll have Philip Nye, our news director, discussing some matters of foreign interest and national interest, such as the balance of payments, the new French attitude towards us, and also the Khrushchev situation. Phil will talk on how Khrushchev must have been a much bigger man than we all suspected. Because Phil says, one look at his baggy suits, you can see why it took two comrades to fill his seat, you know? And, here's a traffic advisory. Traffic is moving normal for this time of day. And all. Yes, Rose's Cafe, featuring the finest in foods. Wait till you taste their specialty, meat and sausage.
He'll say, I haven't tasted such good food since Mama cooked for us when we lived on Mount Bellion. When you stop into Rose's Cafe, Rose herself, Rose Beef, will escort you to your table. Rose's husband, Chip Beef, will toast you on his special violin made out of a large pierogi. So don't forget to stop by Rose's Cafe on Joseph Campo in Hamtramck for the finest in good eating. And say, Saturday night at Rose's is a special night. All you can eat for just $50. And now, orders half price. And now, here's a word from Rose.
Hey, you guys, would you like a doggy bag for your pierogi?
Fabulous, huh? Thank you. Recorded by United Sound Company. And now it's 4 minutes after 7.
This week,